USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending a tentative railroad agreement Congress is working to pass to avoid a strike. Speaking alongside French President Emmanuel Macron, Biden is asked why paid sick leave for rail workers wasn't included in the agreement the White House helped negotiate in September.
I've been trying to get paid leave, not just for rail workers, for everybody. But that other team, they called the Republicans, they voted against it. They said we couldn't do it.
Senate Republicans quick to point out that Democrats control all three branches of the government. After a school shooting, parents in Texas are demanding accountability.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are facing a $27 billion class action lawsuit from survivors of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school mass shooting. The suit filed in federal court in Austin names the city of Uvalde, the school district, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those agencies. Plaintiffs include parents, along with teachers and school staffers. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, my name is Lance Pry.
Former President Barack Obama is holding a rally for Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock Thursday. Warnock is in a runoff election with Republican Herschel Walker that's set for December 6th. Democrats are looking to hold on to that seat, which would give them 51 and reduce the need for Vice President Harris to break ties in the Senate. Without proof, Oregon's attorney general says slowing down the state's voter-approved gun control measure would result in unnecessary deaths. It was in response to the emergency motion aimed at stopping Measure 114 from going into effect December 8th. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is still not acknowledging the election win of Democrat Katie Hobbs and has filed a lawsuit against Maricopa County, asking them to deliver documents related to the election. Speaking in court remotely on Thursday, Lake's attorney, Tim Lasota, argues that the county should give them the records as soon as possible.
I would expect that if we're successful, that the court orders the county to produce the records within a, and I know the statute says promptly, but I think in this context it would be a finite amount of time.
Lake's campaign aims to get records that identify voters who experienced issues when casting their ballots. The county's attorneys say they're working on fulfilling the request. A new report is highlighting just how much natural disasters cost in the United States.
Natural disasters have caused an estimated $115 billion in insured losses this year. Reinsurance giant Swiss Re put out a statement today saying the biggest loss-causing event so far this year has been Hurricane Ian, which caused an estimated insured loss of up to $65 billion. The group, which insures the insurance companies, estimates that Hurricane Ian caused the second costliest insurance loss ever after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.